Go to Venezuela, you idiot. By Jeff Cohen, TRUTHOUT Perspective, Thursday 06 July 2006. I don't usually take the advice of right-wingers, but I do this time. After receiving inflamed email messages from dozens of angry rightists that I should get the hell out of the USA and go to Venezuela, I accepted that challenge and flew to Caracas. Would you like me to start a fund to ship your ass down there, Comrade Cohen? What had provoked the often abusive emailers was my 2005 internet column urging us residents to buy their gasoline at Citgo, a subsidiary of Venezuela's state oil company. I called for a Citgo boycott to protest Bush's interventionist foreign policy while supporting innovative anti-poverty programs in Venezuela. Last winter, Citgo started a program that provided discounted home heating oil to low-income families in the US. Hey moron, if you hate America so much and love Venezuela, why don't you go there? I'm glad I listened to the conservative chorus. In late June, I headed to Venezuela with a fact-finding delegation sponsored by the respected US human rights group, Witness for Peace. The grueling trip covered much ground, and all sides of Venezuela's social/political landscape. It is a complex country, headed by sometimes volatile President Hugo Chavez, a leftist and harsh Bush critic who was first elected in 1998. As soon as I returned home, I headed to the nearest Citgo to fill up my tank, more committed than ever to send a few dollars toward Venezuela poor. You, sir, are as un-American as they come. For decades, Venezuela's vast oil wealth had been squandered and hoarded by its light-skinned elite, while most Venezuelans, largely of indigenous, African and mixed descent, lived in dire poverty. Today, oil revenue from Citgo and elsewhere is funneled into social programs called missions to benefit the country's poor majority. They're reminiscent of FDR's New Deal programs, born of our economic bust. But Venezuela's missions are fueled by a boom in oil prices that is likely to persist for years. Because of Chavez, communism is thriving in South America. From what I could see, capitalism is thriving. Foreign oil interests continue to profit handsomely from Venezuelan petrol, but they now pay a fairer share of taxes and royalties. So do the ATMC Donald's restaurants in Venezuela, which were briefly shut down last year over alleged tax cheating. Multinational companies and the old elite are doing fine in today's Venezuela. So well that some Venezuelan leftists denounce Chavez, despite his talk of building 21st century socialism, as a tool of corporate imperialism. Like other oil exporting countries, Venezuela in the past allowed its domestic productive economy to atrophy. Besides oil, it produced little, with food largely imported. Today, people in poor areas are organizing themselves into productive and agricultural co-ops, supported by low-interest government loans. We visited a federal bank that underwrites women-run businesses nationwide. My guess is that, if Chavez succeeds in Venezuela, a big if in a country of endemic corruption, poverty and crime, in the backyard of the US superpower, its economic system will end up looking more like Sweden than Cuba. What's not debatable is that the poor have found hope in the Chavez administration, which is why he's perhaps the most popular president in our hemisphere. So popular that Chavez critics in the US government and Venezuelan opposition concede that they won't be able to defeat him in December, when he seeks re-election. The trouble with all you liberals is that you're anti-American and hate democracy. Participation in democracy is booming in Venezuela under Chavez. That's partly due to polarization, but also because so many poor people feel empowered enough for the first time to get active in politics. A massive 2005 Latin barometer poll conducted in 18 Latin American countries showed that Venezuelans are among the top in preference for democracy over all other forms of government, in satisfaction with how their democracy is functioning, and in belief that their country is totally democratic. The oil money never gets to the poor, You must have been paid by Chavez to write what you wrote. Across Venezuela, it's hard to miss the new investment in public education. Schools are being upgraded in urban and rural areas, and are required to offer free breakfasts and lunches, arts, music and after-school activities. Unlike in the US, these are well-funded mandates. Literacy has been virtually wiped out, according to UNESCO, thanks to adult education that has penetrated the poorest neighborhoods. In poor communities, federally subsidized stores call Mercil sell food at half the market price. In the capital of Caracas, thousands of government-funded soup kitchens offer free lunches every weekday to the indigent. Our delegation was headquartered in a church that served 150 free lunches per day. Across the country, new housing is being built to replace shantytown ranchos that so many Venezuelans live in. Thousands of free barrio-dental medical clinics have been built inside neighborhoods that never had doctors before, so many clinics that you can spot them from the highway. These are staffed largely by doctors from Cuba. In return, Cuba receives Venezuelan oil. When we asked a community leader how local residents reacted to the Cuban doctors, he explained that most Venezuelan doctors won't serve in poor barrios. People in our community don't care whether the doctors are French, German, Canadian, Mexican, or Cuban, as long as they're here to help. Go to Venezuela and kiss up to the anti-American dictator. If Venezuela is a dictatorship, it must be the first in world history in which the opposition controls most of the media, and the first in which demonstrations occur regularly outside the presidential palace organized by various groups, especially low-income activists complaining about broken promises and government inefficiency. Dissent is alive and well in Venezuela. Any casual viewer can see anti-Chavez criticism all over TV, the country's dominant medium and largely in the hands of conservative business interests. The opposition used its power on TV to support a short-lived military coup in 2002 to strike one. An employer's oil lockout in 2002-2003 strike 2, and a failed recall election in 2004 strike 3. Chavez won nearly 60% in the recall vote, which was monitored closely by international observers. Comrade Jeff Cohen is a media critic and former TV pundit. His new book, Cable News Confidential: My Misadventures in Corporate Media, can be pre-ordered at jeffcohen.org web link.